This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Workers' comp for heat gets vetoed. Warehouse bill signed. And Helene leaves devastation in the South. Newsom vetoes bill on workers' comp for heat. SB 1299 would have made it easier for farm workers to claim workers' comp for heat-related injuries. United Farm Workers had backed the measure, arguing it would save lives as the state experiences more extreme heat events. Governor Gavin Newsom sympathized with the effort, saying, quote, "There is no doubt that climate change is causing an increase in extreme temperatures and that California farm workers need strong protections. But the legal mechanism deployed in SB 1299, known as rebuttable presumption, is not an effective way to accomplish this goal." He wanted to keep heat illness prevention under the jurisdiction of Cal OSHA and not the Division of Workers' Compensation. Yet the decision was not an easy one for Newsom, who detailed his reasoning in a lengthy veto statement. He referred a strategic plan, a study bill, an advisory committee, and a Cal OSHA task force that are already attempting to tackle the issue. On that note, Newsom also vetoed a bill to provide unemployment pay for undocumented workers. He shifted the responsibility to Congress and called for a pathway to citizenship for those workers. Warehouse bill signed into law. Newsom has given his stamp of approval to AB 98. It establishes setbacks and other building restrictions on warehouses to protect communities from diesel pollution. While the bill targeted major distributors in the Inland Empire, business and economic interests in Fresno and other parts of the state rallied against it. The California Business Roundtable, alongside realtors and an economic development association, labeled it a backroom deal and said it would drastically hurt the supply chain, especially if East Coast port shutdowns divert more cargo to California. Environmental justice groups were opposed as well, arguing it did not go far enough to curb the warehouse boom. Cal Chamber, on the other hand, had negotiated amendments as part of a compromise in partnership with retailers, restaurants, and other businesses. The trade association saluted AB 98 as a sensible path forward that avoids negative economic and environmental impacts. USDA pumping money into local food purchasing. Deputy Ag Secretary Sochil Torres-Small in the swing state of Michigan today, announcing $1.2 billion in new funding for purchasing locally and regionally produced foods for assistance programs. The money will pay for procuring local foods for schools, childcare facilities, food banks, and other institutions. Some $500 million is earmarked for schools, while $200 million will go to childcare facilities. The remaining $500 million will be used to purchase local foods for emergency programs. In addition to that, $1.2 billion for local foods, USDA is providing another $500 million. It'll go for purchasing domestic commodities for emergency food providers. The funding comes from USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. By delivering food from domestic producers to schools, child care facilities, and emergency feeding organizations, we're securing local and regional markets for those farmers and ensuring our students, young children, and neighbors in need are getting nutritious, reliable meals, according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USTR, USDA estimate new global market access for ag
worth $26.7 billion. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative and USDA released a report yesterday, serves as a response to critics of the administration's ag trade policy. The report says the Biden administration has increased ag market access by $26.7 billion, even without any large-scale free trade agreements. The gains have come in the form of negotiated agreements easing regulatory barriers or reducing or eliminating tariffs to ease U.S. access to overseas markets. Beef in Japan, chicken leg quarters in Angola, cherries in Australia, for example. Chief Agricultural Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb told AgriPulse that the long list of countries in a fact sheet on administration achievements will become longer soon. There's certainly a lot more to come, and certainly more in the weeks and months ahead, McCaleb promised. Helene devastates crops and farms. Parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee experiencing devastating crop and farm damage from Hurricane Helene, which touched land on Florida's panhandle Thursday. Every commodity in the state has been damaged by the storm, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said at a news conference Saturday. Kemp estimated the cost of damages from Helene will exceed those associated with Hurricane Michael in 2018. Kemp added that at least 107 poultry facilities were damaged or destroyed by the storm. In North Carolina, Linda Pryor's apple orchard south of Asheville flooded, leaving her close to harvest fruit floating in the floodwaters. At least 120 people have died due to the hurricane, and more than 2 million homes and businesses are without power. Here's today's final word. We are held to the mandates regardless of whether the power will be there or not. That Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, in response to the Air Resources Board surveying farmers on infrastructure needs to meet zero emission regulations. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 1st. Brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.